Now, I'm delighted to say that we have Deirdre Butler on the phone, and we're going to be talking about walking football. Deirdre, good morning to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Now, we're going to be talking about walking football. And I was talking to our sports editor here earlier on, Fergus Carroll, and I was kind of explaining what it's all about. And he said to me, that would be excellent. That'd be right up my alley, he said, because he's of that age. But I'm sure, anyway, you're going to give us more information on what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about walking football, how you got involved, and anything else you want to talk to us about.
Yeah, sure. So I would be very actively involved in Rockfield Park there in Arcane, and we try to organise activities to get everybody in the community involved in something at some stage. Mm-hmm. So I would work quite closely with our local sports officer, Fergus Scally, from Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership. And he rang me a couple of weeks ago and he says, we're thinking about maybe doing walking football in the new Astro there in Rockfield Park. Mm-hmm. What would you think? And I said, I think that's a great idea. And I think we should possibly maybe just aim it at men only this time, because a lot of the time I find with any of the activities that I do, the women are always first to sign up, and the men are a little bit slower coming to the table. So this one is designed and focused just on men. Mm-hmm. There's no women allowed into it.
Right.
It's going to be it's the first time we've ever done it in Rockfield Park. So I'm really excited about it.
Right.
I've managed to get 8 men signed up so far.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get yourself and Fergus's number at the end of this to add yous onto the list as well.
Go ahead anyway.
Chance in the arm here, Joe.
Yep.
But the whole idea is that it's aimed at men over 50 who maybe wouldn't be as mobile as they used to be, who want to get out and stay active, meet other people in the community, stay social, get fresh air. We all know the benefits of doing just a bit of exercise each day for our own well-being.
Yes, and being out there in the fresh air.
Exactly, yeah, so it'll work wonders. I think as well, if we're doing it outside in the middle of the park, I think maybe some men that maybe, might be walking by or might be a little bit shy to come forward, if they see us, they may say, oh, maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be a good exercise as well.
Yeah. For people that wouldn't know exactly what it's about and what it entails, give us an idea what it's about. What happens?
So now I don't play football myself now, Joe.
That's okay. I don't know anything about football, as they'll tell you here. Go ahead.
Okay, grand. Well, it's the same rules as football.
Okay.
But I think the biggest challenge is that you can't run; you have to walk.
Right.
And I think for men who would have played football, I believe that's supposed to be quite a big challenge. And if you do run, that's a foul against you, and a penalty goes to the other side.
Right.
So it can be quite a challenge. I believe it's great fun.
Right.
To do it, and trying not to run is of course the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tackle? Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Can
you come in from behind and kick the legs off somebody? Fergus is very good at that. He played for Loyola Football Club back in his day, so he's very good at that. Him and Peter Doyle. So it's a kind of a slower pace of football.
Yes,
and the idea is to get the men involved, get them out, and get a bit of exercise and fresh air. How many on a side? Did you tell me that already? No, you didn't.
So far, we have 8 men signed up.
Okay.
I'm still putting the shout out. I use social media, mostly Facebook, to try and reach out to groups. And I have some WhatsApp groups. But again, they're predominantly women that are in those groups.
Right.
So I'm hoping that maybe some of their wives or daughters see the messages that will be in those groups and passes the message on to the men. I'm still struggling to find a platform where I can find men.
Okay. I was kind of asking there. Do you know how many is on a team? Each team.
With COVID restrictions, maximum is going to be 14.
Four
that we can have
14 on each team. Right. Okay.
Yeah, no. 14 in total.
14 in total. So it's a kind of...
It's a
seven-a-side type of thing. Do you understand
what
that
is? Yeah, because we can only have, with COVID restrictions, you can only have a pod of 15 people.
Okay. Do you know when will it start? When will it take place?
It's on next Wednesday, the 23rd at 2 p.m. in Rockfield Park.
Wednesday at 2 p.m. in Rockfield Park. Now, for people that don't know where Rockfield Park is, give us an idea.
There's a lot of people that don't know where Rockfield Park is because there's no place called Rockfield.
Yeah.
Rockfield Park is the park nestled in between Elmount, Whitethorn, Thorndale and St. David's.
Yeah, okay, right. Between Elmount and Whitethorn and St. David's.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And it's next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I won't promise you anything, but I'll have a word with Fergus, right? And maybe what we'll do is, between the two of us, we might go up and we'll bring up some kind of a recording equipment and we'll do a little piece on it for you. And if there's beer there, Fergus will get involved.
Beer? Well, I can't promise beer. There might be tea, but we might put something in the tea for you.
Right. Good. Now, I was reading up what you sent over to us. Junior Park Run and Junior Park Hit. What are they about?
Well, Junior Park Run is part of the park run that's all over Dublin, that's all over the country, nationwide. I would have been a run director in Junior Park Run in St. Dan's for 3 years, and then I decided to become an event director and bring it to Rockfield Park. And we had just started, we had 3 weeks of it, and unfortunately the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. And Junior Park Run is aimed at children aged between 4 and 14, and they do a 2 kilometre run on a map that's mapped out for them, and they get it recorded each week. But because of the volume of people and there was no controlling how many, you know, it just wasn't possible to do it with the pandemic. But as soon as restrictions are lifted, we're ready to go again with that. We have a team of volunteers from the local area, and the atmosphere, even in those 3 weeks in the freezing cold, was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parents run with the kids as well. It's great for if people are wanting to try and do a bit of running but don't know where to start. They can do, you know, a short 2K with them. Then Park Hit is relatively new. I brought it to Rockfield Park there last September. And it's a free 30-minute body resistant training. So you do things like squats or lunges, or you're just using your own body weight. Because there's a lot of time, you know, people do a lot of cardio, but your muscles, it's very important to work on your muscles as well. And you should be doing that 3 times a week. So Park Hit is really, the ethos of it is to bring it out, to display it in a public space for the community to use,
mm-hmm.
to show people that it's not as scary as you know, HIT might say. HIT stands for high intensity interval training, so it kind of sounds a little bit scary.
Yeah,
but there's all ages come to that. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously it's over 18, but you know, the instructors will show you 3 different versions of each exercise, and you do whatever you know. The race is only against yourself. You only do what you're capable of doing.
Yeah. And is it the Park HIT is over 18? Is it only?
Yes.
And the park run can be for families.
There's 2 types of park run. There's a senior park run, which is for adults, and then there's a junior park run, which is for age 4 to 14.
Yeah. Now, if for people that are listening in and be interested in taking part of that, how do they go about that?
You just go on to the park run website, okay. And you would register and you'd get a barcode. And then for Park Hit, Park Hit is still relatively new, and with the pandemic, we've had to be able to control the numbers, obviously, to pause the 15. Mm-hmm. So we create an Eventbrite ticket every week, you basically have to register each week, and you sign a waiver and that kind of stuff, and it gives you all the details of what's needed for whichever venue you want to go to. And you need to. You can find us on Facebook mainly at the moment. We are working on a website for Park Hit.
You're right.
And just look up Park Hit, and we can get you onto the mailing list so that
Brilliant.
You will get that and Bright Ticket.
Brilliant stuff. What's your own background in all this, Deborah? Where are you coming from all this?
Well, Joe, I've worked in the financial industry for years, and I took redundancy there about 5 years ago, and I got heavily involved in working in the community. You know, I joined my residents association and started, you know, volunteering basically in my local area, which I found out of all my years of working,
that has
the volunteering has given me so much more satisfaction than any job I've ever done.
Understand that. That's brilliant.
So, and the skills and the people that I have met through it has been amazing. So I went back to college at the age of 45 and I studied community development.
Lovely.
So I've just finished 2 years doing that, which was a bit strange online, but got through it anyway. I wouldn't have been an academic, so it was a big challenge for me to go back to the school, go back to studying at a later age. But I'm really thrilled. I've now started working in Northside Partnership.
Yes.
As a local community project officer. So I'm really excited about that. It's a fantastic team up there.
Yeah, there is indeed.
And I'm going to be working on the Young Community Leaders Programme. So I'm really excited about that.
A whole new world has opened up for you.
A whole new world, yeah.
Away from the financial piece.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I won't hold you up much more. You were saying, if we go back to the walking football, the chap there that you gave us his name, it's Fergal Scally, is that correct?
Fergal Scally is the sports officer for our area,
Can I give out his mobile number?
Yeah, that's public information on Dublin City Council's website.
Okay, it's 087 118 185. That's 087 118 1885. Excuse me. If you're interested in taking part in the walking football or any information, I suppose that you need, I'm sure if you went on to the Dublin City Council Sports, it's only be all there for you. Right. So, what are you up to for the rest of the day? Are you going to be out running or jogging or exercising?
Today I have to stay at home and clean my house. Because there's nobody else doing it.
Well, there you go. That's I know the story. Well, I know that's not right.
But I will be down in the park later on. I'm trying to grow some wildflowers. So I have a patch dug out in the park. So that's what I'll be doing later this afternoon.
Oh right. So you're into the biodiversity and all that stuff.
I am. Right. Yeah, I'm also a Green Party councillor for the Donegal area.
Well, okay, very good, very good. So you're a busy woman.
I am, yeah.
Okay, well, look, it's been brilliant talking to you. I have your mobile number, so as I say, I'll have a word with the Fergus fella, see what he'd like to come up with me. If not, I will do my best. It's next Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and we'll go up and see what it's all about. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect. That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Joe. Appreciate that.
Not a bother. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Take care. Bye now.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.